Ryan and Becky have been on our team for quite a while. Where is Ryan? Ryan, head up here, buddy. There you are. Come up here. Hey, Becky, why don't you come on up here? Just stand by him. Yeah, because he's rough to look at without you. And so we just love these guys, and they've been faithfully here. It's 10 years now, right? Is it about 10 years that you've been in town? And so you all know their story. They came here to plant a church and then pulled the plug on that and ended up joining up with us and have done house church and various things. But just wanted to, we've recognized them before. And when we do this, we're not like recognizing them over anybody or that kind of thing, but we're just recognizing what God's doing. And so the Lord has really called Ryan at a young age to be a pastor is what he would have thought of it in that time. And we probably more likely use it as the word equipper. And so we just want to recognize Ryan and Becky just among us as faithful ones who are sowing, and they not only have a lot of babies, but they are have a lot of disciples, and they have loved on people like crazy. And Ryan feels called to help equip the saints, like Jonathan and myself, and gosh, Chris wants to do it on Broadway, and Carl's doing it in worship, and there's multiple of us that want to not only do the ministry, but we feel very called to equip the saints for that. And so we just wanted to recognize Ryan and Becky among us. Ryan's been done with religion for a long time, and really doesn't want to mess around with that stuff. And some of that stuff makes him very squeamish, and he came from a pretty religious background, but the Lord has really set him free. But we just want to just amen and just pray very quickly for these guys and just recognize them as a kind of a chief equipper among us. And what we mean by that is Ephesians 4:11, it says there's apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, and they exist to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. The stars in the show, I think, are all the saints. Jesus is the star, but all the saints, all of us are called to the ministry. But the Lord does call some to come alongside the saints, the great glorious workforce of the kingdom of God, to spend time equipping. They can't quit thinking about it, can't quit praying about it, and love to serve in that way. And so these are some of them. They could just be doing ministry themselves, and they do a great job doing it, but they love the body of Christ and they can't help themselves. And so we don't use the traditional terms really of pastor this or pastor that, but they are equippers, and we just love you guys. Thank you for how you serve. Going to be coming alongside Jonathan a lot stronger and myself. And let me say this. Did I just pause a moment? Was everybody in the room then? Sorry. I want to throw this in here. Amy and I think we've talked to multiple people, but Amy made a post on Facebook about us. What was it about? It was about selling something, and having a garage sale to get rid of some stuff for the move or whatever. And some people are like, what? What are you doing? And I think Teresa might have asked. And so, listen, sorry if we've not talked to everybody, but my brother's going to move to Iraq. They live on a farm north of Valley Center on 5 acres there. And the Spirit spoke to my heart when Tim was in Iraq. We were texting back and forth, and I don't know why it leaped out of my heart, but it just did. It said, Tim was like, Sam, I think I'm going to get my family and move over here. And he was like totally freaking out. He was dealing with it and the story of that. And they're going to do that in August. And I said, well, then I'm going to sell my house and I'm going to move on your farm so you have a place to come back to resort and retreat. So that came out of my heart. I don't know why I said it. We love our house. It's been in our family for 28 years. We've been there 14 and a half, and Joe and Marietta, her parents, lived there for a while. So we love it. We love being in El Dorado. But we feel like that the Lord is calling us to go steward that farm. Tim's going to own that farm. I'm going to rent from my brother at 50 years old his farm, do a little thing. We're going to take care of it. And they're going to come back at times and retreat here and be here and rest. And they've made an outbuilding into an apartment. And so we're going to steward that. We don't think it's very long. We think we'll probably end up back in El Dorado eventually. We don't know. But in August, Lord willing, we're going to go there. Stephen is going to buy my house. Where's Stephen McVeigh? Sierra. Steve and Sierra are going to buy my house, and I still don't have a contract, but whatever. But we're excited about them. They're selling their house. So if you want to buy a house on Atchison, that would be very helpful to all of us. But anyway, they're going to sell their house. They're going to buy our house. It's going to be a third generation house, so we can come back to that. Amy and I are going to be here every Sunday. I'm not preaching in other churches because Disciple Nations has a ton of opportunities. On any given Sunday, we're all out ministering in different places. Or there was it seven of y'all? Of the team members up at the camp that were up in Ottawa for the missionary church denomination, ministered and saw multiple kids baptized, filled with the Spirit, ministered. It was just an awesome thing. And we love serving the larger body of Christ. And so I say all that to say, we're going to still come back, and I'm going to help with Jonathan and Ryan a little bit with the stewardship of this public ministry of equipping. But the McGathys are on the move. John Smith's on the move to Park City. We're on the move. There's a lot of movement in our family right now. But I just wanted you to, I hope you'll not be unsettled by that. Enjoy the process of what God's doing among us. And we're going to pray for him. But when I pray for him, we're thinking of all of you. There is no higher or lower. I really believe that in the kingdom. We really just are acknowledging people who have an assignment. And these guys have an assignment. Do you want to say anything about that?
Yeah, just as a little bit of a confession and repentance to all of you.
Oh, good.
Over the years, like Sam has been really gracious and open about, like, hey, he's told me multiple times, if you have a word for the body, you have freedom to share it. And I've struggled with my own hate for religiosity. I've struggled with this Sunday equipping meeting and what it is and what it means and the wineskin of what we use for it. And so over the years, like I've made it abundantly clear to Sam multiple times of like, I don't need a title. I don't need to do anything on Sunday. Like selfishly, I would rather, Jonathan and I were talking about this the other day, like I'm running a business, I'm raising a family, I'm busy during the week. I would selfishly rather sit on the pew and be ministered to on Sunday. I just, in obedience to Jesus, I can't do that. And so as a confession and a repentance to you, the body, like the Lord has put it in me and put it on my heart and have assignment in this to serve you. And so I'm dedicated in the grace of Jesus and the Spirit of Jesus in me to do that. And so forgive me for not stewarding that well in the past and being unwilling in my own selfishness and my own stuff to do that. Amen. So,
and it's selfish for him because he has a call. That's why it's selfish for him. And so we forgive you, Ryan and Becky. No, not that you did anything. So could you stand here? Let's just pray for you. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for Ryan and Becky. Thank you that you would sovereignly thrust them up out of Oklahoma, coming here to plant a church for a denomination. Then you would divinely interrupt them to join with this spiritual family. And we cannot imagine our history without them. So thank you for who they are. Thank you that they're responding in obedience to what your call is on their life. Thank you for the disciples they've made and the house churches they've stewarded and they've given above and beyond just doing normal life. And we just thank you for that. Thank you for the call up on Ryan to teach and preach and to stir and to come alongside the body, not just on Sunday mornings, but through the week to be an equipper in the body of Christ. We thank you, God, for this call. We recognize it. We say yes and amen. Thank you for Jonathan. Thank you, God, for those among us in this room that are all so many leaders in this room. Bless them and watch over them, God. And we just thank you again for these two and set them in afresh among this community of faith in the El Dorado area. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Please go sit down.